today's a day we're trying to help people figure out their red flags on 99.7DJX. We got a message from a listener who just wants to remain anonymous.
Yes, they said, this may seem weird, but my girlfriend is an Uber Eats driver, confessed to me that she sometimes eats French fries from certain orders. I was disgusted, confronted her about it. She doesn't think it's a big deal, but to me, this is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this to my friend. He said not to worry about it, but I was thinking if she can do something like that, then what else is she capable of?
Okay.
So I thought I'd ask you both, what do you think?
That the Uber Eats driver eats someone else's fries?
Yeah. I mean, I do that when I'm getting food for
my family. Yeah, but it's your family.
But it's my family. And I feel like that's just the mom tax for running to get it, that I deserve some extra fries.
So maybe that's the girlfriend's way of, hey, but she's getting paid for it. So
yeah, and that's a giant red no. Don't do that.
All right, so you're saying
first of all, you're putting your fingers, because I'm guaranteeing you she's not wearing gloves. So she's putting her fingers on someone else's food. Yeah. That's disgusting. That's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, had you received a delivery of food and known that the person ate some fries.
But how are you going to know, though? How are you going to tell?
Well,
know how much was filled up before you left.
I don't know how much you get Uber Eats or, DoorDash or something like that. Most places now, they seal the bags.
Okay.
Most places, like, they put a little sticker on the bags or they do something like that. But that's not to say that you couldn't just unstick it, grab a few fries, and restick it.
Depending on, I guess, how freshly sticked the sticker is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. If it's been stuck for a while, then it's gonna be pretty obvious it was ripped open.
I don't know. I think it's a bit weird. I guess I have to look at it from two different points where it's that was my food that she was eating before delivering it to me.
Yeah, gross, disgusting. Get your fingers off my food.
Right, exactly. Is it enough to break up with her over? I don't think it's enough to maybe break up with her over, but I'd call her out on it every single day. What are you doing? Stop doing that. Stop.
Yes.
Stop doing that.
Like, do you understand? Think about, do you want someone's strange fingers on your food?
Yeah.
No? Then don't do it to other people.
Do you want me to finger your food?
Oh, okay. That sounded aggressive when you said it like that.
Yeah. See, you put it in terms like that, and then maybe she's like, oh, wow, that sounds weird.
This is a learning moment for her, and hopefully she's going to hear what you're saying and understand and be like, oh, okay, I guess you're right.
All right.
She may think it's innocent, like maybe she's, well, I'm just touching the ones I'm eating. Maybe that's what she thinks in her mind. That's how she justifies it.
All right. Who else has other red flags you have questions about? Kelly and I are here for you. All right. Got anything
else? Let's suss it all out. Let's fix it.
I don't know what happened over the weekend, but I'm here for it. All right.
Yeah.
502-795-1997 or message us or text us, Ben and Kelly Show. You can do either. So since we had an influx of people just asking kind of, hey, is this a red flag today? We figured we'd open it up.
Do a little rapid fire session.
A little rapid fire session, which by the way, it all kicked off with a listener who wanted to know if it was a red flag that her boyfriend of a year was actually still married.
Yeah, that was a big one. And then we went on to the Uber Eats driver who confessed to eating fries from their client's food.
Yeah. Amy?
I can't even make sense of it. I have no words. How do you ask the radio station, like, how do you keep it together that long? To be like, let me get an email to Ben and Kelly and see what they say. I would be, like, on the phone with him, like, what the hell?
I know, right?
But we appreciate the people bring us into it.
Really 100% we do. Dave, a little bit more than just fries, eating fries, says, my girlfriend was getting drinks with her girlfriends and wound up in a photo on social media sitting in another guy's lap.
Oh,
is that a red flag?
Oh.
I mean, does she know him? Do you know him? I feel like there's a lot that's left out of that.
Yeah, like if they're friends.
I mean, do you know this guy? Is it like your buddy?
If he's Santa Claus.
If he's Santa Claus. Girlfriends went out, got a drink, and then all of a sudden, Santa!
Santa! I didn't expect to see you. I'm going to sit on your lap, tell you what I want.
Santa, I just love your nose.
Yeah.
I'm like, boop. Can I just say, boop?
I can understand how make you pause and be like, huh.
All right. So
feels like that's crossing a little bit of a line, right?
I don't know. Maybe, especially if she didn't like, if she acted weird when you saw it. And then I would think that's a little bit more of a red flag than if she was just like, oh, that's just Keith.
Yeah, that's just Keith. If it's just Keith,
yeah,
it's fine.
If it's hashtag just Keith, then don't worry about it.
Or Santa.
Or if it's Santa. Don't worry about it. One more Danny wrote in or messaged us. My girlfriend let her good-looking coworker fill up her gas tank as a birthday present. They even rode together. I didn't like it, but is that a red flag, do you think?
Huh.
So, hey, happy birthday, Kelly. Can I just fill up your gas tank?
Okay. You will want to ride together so you can pay for it?
Okay. Is that weird?
I don't know, but now I'm suddenly a little jealous that you've never offered to fill up my gas tank. Maybe I should offer to fill yours up, considering what happened the last time you went to the gas station and then tore your bumper off.
You know what? You can just stop it right now. I don't need you. I had just gotten to a mental state where I can
you just accept it. Yeah.
And then you bring that back up where, yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm going to get you for your next birthday. I'm going to say, Ben.
What, a new bumper?
No, give me your keys. I'm going to go fill up your gas tank for you.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry your little head about it and possibly rip the bumper off again.
Look, I can't be the only person who's ever hit one of those, like, metal things that are at the gas tanks.
What metal thing, though? But I see, like, the rounded, like, concrete yellow things.
Oh, no, not that. No.
It's because it's round.
This is like a metal, almost looks like a bike rack, like a metal bar that protects the tanks from idiots like me, apparently, from hitting it.
Oh, okay. Well, it did its job. Just did a number on your bumper.
Tyler messages, Ben, how did you rip your bumper off at the gas station?
That's what I was wondering. I'm going to need pictures.
I fixed it with duct tape and zip ties. We're fine.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Jennifer said, listen, I'd ride with Dahmer to fill up my tank. Gas is expensive.
Dahmer?
Wow. Okay, so Jennifer's saying not a red flag.
All right.
Let her have a free tank of gas. It's all good. That's all a bonus.
Right. All right. Well,
okay.
Listen, we don't need to put the microscope on me anymore, so we'll just go ahead and move past it. But
Amy says not a red flag. That's free gas. So everyone just seems to give the free gas a free pass.
All right.
But we do all need to see pictures of your gas tank situation.
Oh, gas pump situation. I told you it's fixed.
Well, no, I know, but we still need to see the scene of the crime. Like how we're still in our minds trying to connect the dots about how that happened. We all just need to. I think if we all saw it, then we would give you the benefit of the doubt and be like, "Oh,
I was backing
out
of the gas pump, and I turned and I cut it apparently a little too close, and it clipped the front part of my bumper enough to tear half my bumper off."
Okay, but all right,
that's it.
Okay,
I'm done talking about it now. All right. I'm done. I already felt like an idiot with everybody like looking at me at the gas station going, I'm like, yeah, that was me. Thanks. Let me just pick up all this stuff that fell off my car.
Oh my God. It's called, Tony says it's called a Ben Bar.
It's going to be called a Ben. I'm going to go to that Thornton's and I'm going to just sign it.
Yeah. Say, listen,
Ben was here.
This is after me. Name this after me. I deserved it. I earned it.
Okay. So thanks, guys, for all the red flag.
Hey, but for your
messages.
Birthday, I want to buy you a tank of gas.
Thanks.
Just like that coworker did for his girlfriend.
That's great.
It's going to be great.
All right. It's 99.7 JX.